Welcome to the Tales for Wales Throwback Thursday. You know what it is by now. We thought you guys would probably be sick and tired of the rotating three intros we had before, where it was like us going, hey, this is a new feature that we did, because we've done about 20 odd by this point. So we thought we'd update them and just say, yeah, here you are. You're looking back into the looking glass. These are our old episodes. You get little snippets. And then if you like them, maybe you've heard them before and you just want a little glimpse in the past. But if you haven't, maybe you're thinking, I missed out on something.
Quick, go, cut. We're going to go too long again.
Cut.
Yeah, you know what it is. Goodbye.
My was going to be, I was going to talk about how I went to see Jack Whitehall yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
I told you about that. I gave you a little text before I went to Beddy Boys. Yeah, the lesser of us two, Jacks. Yeah. And decent. Yeah. The one thing I will say is it was some of the clientele. I'm not making. I don't think this is sort of
spit it out. Call
of Jack Whitehall's. No, not all about Jack Whitehall's fans. But there was a lot of what I would describe as thickos. In the crowd, right? And it's it was for example, me and Amy had sat in our seats. We got our drinks, we sat in our seats. It's quite an obvious sort of seating plan, you know. You get your ticket, it says you're in like block D, no sorry, block 6.
Oh, now it's a thicko.
I know, now it's a thicko. Jesus, I fucked myself there. Block 6, you're in row D and you're seat 26, right? Yeah. Fairly obvious. The only trouble is finding where the blocks are, if you're not familiar with it, right? We got pointed to our block, easy enough to find D26, right? Someone like two seats in front of us was like, they walked up and then they really started freaking out and they were like, I don't know if these are the right seats. I don't know if these are the right seats. Like with the boyfriend and girlfriend, and she was going, what's it say on the ticket? She was like, I don't know. And it's like, because you can't read it. You can't
People
read
stress
it.
Me out and, so much.
And then two girls came up to us, to me and Amy, and were like, oh, you're in our seats? And we were like, we're not. And they were like, I'm not in the mood for it. And then they're like, we're really not. And she was like, we're in D26. They said, yeah, in block 6. And they looked at the things and went, and then I saw them walk down and talk to like the sort of, I got my two pinter from the bar and I was sipping that. It was such joy.
Staring at them the entire time.
Yeah. I was watching the entire time and they went to the, what do they call
Usher.
It? Is it chauffeur? Usher.
Usher.
And they went, oh no, you're over here. And they were the complete opposite end of the fucking arena to us. And I was just thinking, you fucking thick pricks, just bloody look at your ticket and look at the signs. They're all around the place. Do my head in.
I like that you call him a chauffeur, because he does kind of drive you to your seat if you're a thicko.
Well, in a way, yeah.
In a way, he's a chauffeur. Of
that's
the,
what we had to do. I saw him like literally lead them all the way up, and I just thought. Like, that, the audacity to... Like, I wouldn't... I'm so fucking socially awkward. I wouldn't say to someone, you're in my seat, unless I was like, I've had it double stamped and triple stamped that you are in my seat.
The High Commissioner of the seated plan has told me.
I've gone to the owner of Motor Point Arena and gone, can you just confirm that I got this right? And he's gone, no problem. That's done. And that's the only way I'd ever say, you're in my seat. Fucking fuckers.